Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. Russia's defense ministry is blaming Ukraine for two separate explosions that rocked Russian air bases early today, leaving at least three people dead, several others injured. But as NPR's Charles Maines reports, Russia insists the alleged Ukrainian attack did little real damage.
According to Defense Ministry spokesman Igor Konashenkov, Ukraine tried to use drones to destroy long-range bombers at military airfields in two regions to the southeast of Moscow, only to see both attacks intercepted by Russia's defenses. As a result of the drones falling and exploding, said Konashenkov, two airplanes received what he called insignificant damage. Yet surveillance video appeared to show at least one explosion erupting in a massive fireball, and the defense ministry acknowledged casualties and labeled the explosions as terrorist attacks by Ukraine. And Russia had a response. Hours later, Moscow ordered a new wave of rocket attacks on Ukrainian energy infrastructure. Charles Maines, NPR News, Moscow.
It's the final day of campaigning in Georgia's U.S. Senate runoff election. Nearly 2 million people have already cast their ballots. Sam Greenglass from member station WABE has more.
For both campaigns, the final push is all about base voters. Democratic Senator Raphael Warnock is spending Monday in Atlanta. He held an early morning meet and greet with the Teamsters Union. He's also campaigning with students at Georgia Tech and caps off the day with a rally in Southwest Atlanta. Warnock is trying to boost turnout of young voters and black voters. Walker, meanwhile, is working to shore up conservative voters. In many counties, Walker underperformed fellow Republican Governor Brian Kemp in November. After a slim schedule over the weekend, Walker has five stops today in North Georgia and Atlanta's Republican-leaning exurbs. For NPR News, I'm Sam Greenglass in Atlanta.
The Commerce Department says new orders for factory products grew more than expected in October. NPR's Scott Horsley has more.
Factory orders rose by 1% in October, led by demand for new cars and airplanes. The report also shows solid demand for computers and appliances. A survey of factory managers released last week painted a less encouraging picture of the industry. It showed factory activity in November slowed for the first time since the beginning of the pandemic. Manufacturing is especially sensitive to the sharp jump in interest rates as the Federal Reserve tries to crack down on inflation. A separate survey out this morning shows no such slowdown in other industries. On the contrary, service-oriented businesses reported an acceleration in both production and hiring last month. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
On Wall Street, lower by the close, the Dow down 482 points at 33,947. That's down 1.4%. The Nasdaq down nearly 2%. This is NPR. The University of Louisville and Louisville Presbyterian Theological Seminary are starting to announce the recipients of their annual Grawemeyer Awards, a prestigious international accolade recognizing great creativity and ideas. Louisville Public Media's Stephanie Wolf reports they'll reveal the names throughout the week, starting with the music prize.
British composer Julian Anderson has been named the 2023 Grawemeyer Music Composition Awardee. His winning work is Litanies, a lyrical concerto for cello and orchestra. The piece is influenced by grieving the death of a friend, the composer Oliver Nussen. It's also infused with the distress Anderson felt watching Paris's Notre Dame Cathedral burn in a 2019 fire, which gives the effect of dissolving into flames.
The slow movement of my concerto, there is a very precise set of musical structures, and they keep dissolving, specifically falling in front of the listener's ears.
The Grawemeyer Award comes with a $100,000 cash prize. For NPR News, I'm Stephanie Wolf in Louisville.
The deadline to get a real ID to fly on a plane or enter federal buildings has been extended once again. It was supposed to take effect next May, but the Department of Homeland Security says people will now need the enhanced driver's license or state ID card by May of 2025 to give states more time to process the applications. Again, on Wall Street at the close, the Dow was down 1.4%, the Nasdaq down nearly 2%. I'm Janine Herbst, NPR News.